What's up, Liron here. Thank you for joining me in another episode of my daily podcast. A few cool updates today. So yesterday I checked downloads for the podcast and I was actually really pleasantly surprised. I'm going to go over the numbers right now because what I remember was that every episode of this daily podcast got about maybe 10 plays, 15 plays, but then I went back and started looking at the previous episodes and I see like 50, 70, 60 plays, 40 something plays, which is really cool. So I don't know where that traffic comes from, but I'm going as far as like episode 21. We're now at episode 55, I think. Yeah, this is episode, let me make sure. Okay, it takes some time. Okay, yeah, this is episode 55, as I thought. Back to episode 20, and it's 50 downloads, which is really cool. That's a big improvement. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Hopefully the quality improvement in the audio will also play a role and bring in more listens. And you will enjoy your listens more. So two main things I want to talk about today. One is what I did artistically, which is I painted the same scene several times. And then I want to talk about my weekly podcast because I released a new episode today that I think is really nice. So first off, the experimentation. I started, if you remember, also I talked about it in the context of YouTube. I'm trying to do several videos on YouTube that are more towards the full processes, narrated, like talking about everything that I'm doing and explaining everything I'm doing. So as a part of that, I wanted to prepare the next video. And so I painted a scene that I was planning on painting for the video. And I painted it, I sketched it out. I painted it before. But then I also sketched it out today in pencil, and then I painted it once again. So what I'm planning on doing is becoming very familiar with it, and then I can bring in some new insights. It's going to be the video is going to be an exercise in reducing the amount of details, and I think it's going to be something really cool. Now, the pencil sketch, it came out almost photorealistic, which is really cool. Like you look at it and you feel like you're looking at a photo. I think I'm going to post it tomorrow in some Facebook groups of drawings and sketchings. It turned out really the way I wanted it to. So I think in the YouTube video, I'll show the few sketches I did and then we'll do like a painting process together. So that worked out really cool. And I think the lesson for me from that is that it really can pay off to work on the same scene several times. I'm going to put the picture in the episode picture, and then hopefully you can see just a small thumbnail. But I will post a YouTube video soon and so on. But it really pays off to work on the same scene several times. It does have some merit to it, so I would definitely recommend you give it a try, especially if you feel like you almost nailed the impression you wanted, but not fully, but you do feel the potential. Sometimes you will get these kinds of scenes where you feel like you know there's the potential, but you didn't make it completely. Some scenes you just feel like it was a mediocre scene, but the execution was okay, so it's not worth another try. But some scenes you can kind of feel like it's worth another try. My YouTube experimentation is going really well, and the comments are really positive, so you can expect more than that, more of that in the next week or so. And next up, so today I posted a new podcast episode that I think will be really interesting. So as you know, I have the weekly podcast, and then I also started doing this daily podcast here. So on today's episode of the weekly podcast, which is every Tuesday, I talk about the several few watercolor painters that have been my main inspirations so far and what I learned from them. And I think it's just an interesting kind of listen. So I talk about Stan Miller, Joseph Zbukvich, Alvaro Castanet, as always, and of course, Chen Chung-Wei, that I started learning from relatively recently. But I think, okay, Stan Miller is someone I didn't mention for a while, but he really hammers in the point of it's all about the values and All the rest is not as important. So as long as you get the values right and the drawing is accurate, the colors can be played around with, can be a little looser, a little more fun. And this was a major realization for me, because back at the time, I just didn't know that. This is why I can do a black and white pencil sketch and it will look almost like a photo, because our eyes and brains interpret the world around us in a value-based way. So even if you see everything in black and white, you can still understand everything pretty much, because light and shadow is what's important. Colors do play a role when it comes to harmony and adding all sorts of effects and evoking emotions in the viewer. But for the most part, the thing that's responsible for a realistic impression is usually the values. So if you get the values accurately, that's usually more than enough to create what you want. So this is what I talked about in terms of Stan Miller. Then I talked about Alvaro Castanet. I learned a lot from him. But the one thing, and this is something I mentioned, but I didn't talk about too much. The one thing I really took from Alvaro is the practical thing that I'm actually utilizing in my work is the mixing of warm and cool colors right next to one another. So ever since I started following his work, I start to use more warms and cools in my shadows, and actually putting in strongly contrasted colors like red and blue right next to one another. And that really works out to create a kind of, he calls it contradiction, or I call it contrast, you know. It really does create that interesting contrast, not only in the values, but also in the temperature. And one other thing that this does is it gives the shadows a bit more depth. And, you know, some people use black for shadows. I have no problems with that. Everyone has to work the way that suits them. But for me personally, I don't like it, because it never turns out looking right, at least for my taste. I do use blacks, but the black colors I'm using are mixed by all of my primaries. That's the only way I mix a black color. I don't use a pure black color. I find that it usually doesn't work in my harmony. So in any case, this is how I do it. And this is something I got from him, the whole warm and cool in the shadows add more richness to them. And then Joseph Zbukvic, what I learned from him basically is two things. First is that belief is really important in following, sticking to a painting till the end, whether it's a failure or a complete success, but you have to go with it all the way to the end, because if you don't, you miss out on a lot of useful experience, and you probably give up too early, because it looks like the painting or drawing doesn't work, but it actually does work. So that's one thing. Another one I learned from him is abstraction. That's really like the way he abstracts things is very a very good teacher, I would say. And finally, I talk about Qian. And with this, I just recommend you check out the latest episode of Painting Masters. He actually shared it on his Facebook page or profile, and also he commented on the video, which was really cool. But there's just a lot to learn from this artist. So in any case, this is it. This is what I wanted to talk to you about today. Still trying to keep these a little shorter, but in the last few days they've been a little longer, which is good, because I haven't posted, I missed a day, so I'm like making up for it. Let me know what you think of this format of me going a little maybe longer than usual. It's now about 8:30, 8 minutes and 30 seconds. Usually I go for like 2 or 3 minutes, because I don't want it necessarily to compete with the weekly podcast, but I kind of like the daily podcast too. So let me know what you think, and if there's any topic you want me to further explore, you can find me just by searching for Liron Yan on any platform. Liron Yan on YouTube, you'll find me. On Instagram, Liron Yan IL, and you'll find me for sure. Feel free to reach out, send a message. I will be happy to help with anything. And with that being said, let's wrap it up for today, and I will talk to you again in another episode tomorrow.